Hey, honey, what are you up to? Do you have a second? Nope, you don't need to get up. I'll just sit with you. I know you have to go to work in a little while, but I just wanted to talk to you for a minute, okay? Well, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I really love you. I love that you're so sweet to me and you take such good care of me. Oh, honey, I know that you love me. But you know that I love you though, right? Like, really love you, and that I really appreciate everything that you do for me. Okay, good. But wait. Let me finish, okay? Yeah. I love that whatever I ask for, you try your hardest to make it so I can get it, right? Yeah. And I love the way that you make love to me. How you hold my hand when we, have sex. I know we don't like do it very often anymore. Hardly at all now, but that's just 'cause you're so busy. But when we do, you're just so cute. You're so cute. And you make me feel so special. Like, I'm really pretty and you really love me. Oh, see, like that. What guy thinks to say those kinds of things? It's so sweet. Hey, honey. My back kind of hurts. Do you think I could, like, rub it a little? Can you give me a little bit of a massage? Thank you. Here, I'll turn away from you and I'll even take off my top for you, okay? Okay. There we go. Oh, that feels good. Thank you, honey. Anyway, I know that I buy a lot of stuff, too much stuff, and I buy lots of outfits because, I want to look cute for you? Oh, thank you. My bra's on the way? Are you sure you want me to take it off? Well, okay. I mean, I just don't want you to get like worked up before you have to go. Okay, well, I am officially topless. Oh, thank you. Ah, that feels nice. You give really good back rubs, hon. Anyway, I know that it's like really hard on you because I'm not working right now. You don't have to lie, sweetheart. I know it is. You're working two jobs. You have to sacrifice a lot because of me. You want to replace your beat-up car for a year, but I keep buying all those shoes and my new phone and my desktop and the new television and my new car. Well, it was all really expensive, and like, I just feel so bad. Oh, can you keep going, hon? My back really hurts. Thank you. So, I know that I'm racking up our debt, and it's even worse than that, because, like, really, it's your debt. We're not married yet, because we can't afford to do the wedding right, and I know that's all my fault, and I just feel awful. No, I get that. You want me to be happy. Yeah. That's why I try not to let all that bother me. You don't mean, like, thinking about that stuff, do you? Worrying about money and all that? That's your job, right? Yeah. And, well, I know I don't do much around the house either, like cleaning up and stuff, because I'm really bad at it. I just leave my dirty panties just lying around the floor, and I can't seem to remember where to put my shoes away, and I have so many pairs. I just don't know where to put things. I'm really dumb about that, and you're so good at it. So, I just try to let you do it, you know, and not worry about it. That's what you want, right? Oh, good. Thank you, honey. Mm-hmm. Right there, that's really good. Say, sugar, can you give me a foot rub as well? Yeah, my feet hurt today too. I think it's the new heels. They're so cute, and I know you like them, but they really cut my feet. So, can you rub them, please? Thank you. Here, I'll put my feet in your lap. There you go. Ah, that's nice. Oh, thank you, honey. Anyway, so I know you do all the laundry and the dishes and you mop the floors, and I just, like, how frustrating that must be that your girlfriend doesn't know how to do any of that. But I know you don't want me, like, thinking about any of that. And it's hard for me, but I do my best. I really do. I probably just make things worse anyway, you know. I break the dishwasher, or I'd screw up her clothes, and you don't want me to ruin all my cute and expensive outfits, do you? Yeah. That's what I thought. I know I'm a handful. Aww. You are just the best boyfriend a girl could have. That's all. My nail polish? Oh, thank you. I got a pedicure today. Yeah, I had them use that bright purple color that you like. Aren't my feet soft? Yeah, I went for the deluxe package. Exfoliation, sugar scrub, all that. I hope you don't mind. You're doing such a good job, sweetheart. It feels really good. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't put up with a girl like me. No, I'm serious. Well, you know, like, I know that some guys, if they had a girlfriend like me, they might feel, like, kind of frustrated, you know? They might think that, like, I'm a little brat or something who keeps teasing them with cute little outfits and spending their money and not helping them clean up around the house. Sweetheart, you don't think I'm a brat, do you? Oh, good. Yeah, honestly, why do you guys get so mad? Like, just talk to your girlfriend when you're upset, you know? Don't call her name. Just, like, be an adult. No, I know that, honey. You wouldn't do that to me because you love me. You don't ever get mad at me, do you? Oh, you're sweet. No, it's just that I know some guys like to treat girls, even their girlfriends, like they own them. Like they want to tell them what to do or who they can talk to or control them, you know? Like if their girlfriend even talks to another guy, they get all jealous and pissed off. It's like, I don't understand. Yeah. I'm so glad that we're not like that. Like the other day, I was talking to the hot guy at the coffee shop, and we were just having a nice conversation. You weren't jealous, right? You were so sweet. Even when I gave him a kiss on the cheek and he put his hand on my ass, he didn't freak out. You trusted me because you know that I love you. You know, it didn't mean anything. I was just flirting a little. And I know you wouldn't be upset. Right, hon? See, that's why I love you, baby. Because you keep me my space, you know? You trust me. Baby? Can you rub some lotion on my legs? Yeah, I just shaved them with this new expensive shaving cream and they're a little bit dry, so can you help me? I know your hands are tired, honey, and I know they have to go to work soon, but they really itch. Can you please do it? Oh, thank you so much. Do you want me to take my skirt off first? You do. Okay. Here you. Oh, it's really tight. It's one of the ones that you got me last week when we went shopping. You like this one? It's one of my really short ones. Okay, there we go. I don't know. I got the lotion right here. Thank you, hon. Now, where was I? Oh, right. I was saying that we have a healthy, respectful relationship, and you would just tell me if you didn't like something that I did. And we'd talk through it, and we'd figure it out together. Yeah, that's why we're so good together. Isn't that right, baby? You'd tell me if I did something to upset you, wouldn't you? Everything is fine, right? That's what I thought. Honey, are you getting hard? I can tell. I can feel it with your pants. Oops. Well, sorry about that. You like how soft my legs are, though? Yeah? The lotion smells good too, huh? It's really fancy, expensive stuff. It's supposed to have, like, pheromones to drive guys crazy or something. Is it working? Oh, don't be shy, hon. It's okay. It's working, though, right? You like my legs, don't you? Not too high, hon. I don't want to look at like I don't want to get lotion on my panties. Just keep them below my thighs. Thank you. No, I don't think so, honey. My nipples are really sensitive right now, and I don't want lotion on them either. Besides, I have reason to believe that you're just trying to be clever and have an excuse to touch my tits. Nice try, mister. You can look at them, though. You know, honey, I know some guys, and like, I'm not sure if this is true, but they think that some girls do these kinds of things to them on purpose. like spending all their money and making a mess of their house and wearing skimpy outfits and leaving their panties lying around just to tease them and then never say yes when they want to make love, even fooling with other guys. Almost like they want their boyfriends to get upset, like they want to hurt them or something for no reason. That's crazy, right? Like, why would a girl do those things on purpose? Just to be a brat? Just to, like, make her boyfriend mad? Like, for what? I would never do that to you, honey. Never. You know that. The very idea of that, it's horrible. You know I'd never purposely try to hurt you or manipulate you, right, honey? Ah, okay, good. That's a relief. My lungs feel a lot better, too. Thank you. No, I don't need any more. Oh. Look at how hard you are. Did I do that? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Oh, no. I'm sorry, no. I just don't feel like it right now, okay? Am I what? Turned on. Well, maybe. Why? You can smell me? Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. I know that drives you crazy. I know I'm turned on too, but you know how sensitive I am sometimes. Honey, you already asked and I said no. Not today, okay? But about what we were talking about before, I've been thinking, like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's, like, some kind of perverted, like, sex thing. Like, maybe some of those girls are doing all those things to their boyfriends on purpose, you know? To see how far they can go. To see, like, what they can get away with before their boyfriends crack. That would be a really awful thing to do to someone, wouldn't it? Making your boyfriend's life miserable just to see how far you can push him? To see if he'll do anything about it? To see if he has any spine at all? For girls like that, I mean, maybe they get, like, off on it, you know? Maybe it, like, turns them on to treat their boyfriends like trash for no reason, you know? Sweetheart, what's wrong? Am I scaring you? Well, there are some mean, crazy girls out there. And the worst ones you'd never even know because they're, like, just so sweet and pretty. It's frightening, isn't it? But I want you to know that I would never cheat you like that. I'd never try to break you like that. You know that, right, honey? You know that? That's a relief to hear. You know what, though? There's some pretty messed up guys out there, too. Like, some of them actually get off on having sex with other guys' girlfriends. Some girls will let strangers do stuff to them they never let their boyfriends do. You know? Like, just groping their tits and ass and pussies and humiliating them by calling them awful names and letting guys fuck them while their boyfriend sits frustrated at home. And, of course, that would, like, humiliate their boyfriends too, because why would they let their girlfriends cheat on them like that? And with guys who don't even know their names, who use their bodies like their personal toys. Sweetheart, You're panting. What's wrong with you? Ugh, I know. Imagine it. Wouldn't that be awful? It's so gross, right? I mean, what kind of people would do that? Like, what kind of relationship would we have if I, like, did that stuff to you? If I treated you like my bitch and just, like, never let you touch me at home. And then I went out and just, like, let random guys use me and come all over my face. That would be so, like, mean, wouldn't it? That would be devastating. Right, hon? I could never be one of those girls. You know that, right? I would never just spend all your money, make you work two jobs, and make you keep your beater piece of shit car while I got a new Mercedes. And I'd never just, like, sit on the couch in my little tube dress with no panties on while I made you clean the house and wash my clothes. I would never purposely deny you sex while I tease you relentlessly just because I got off on being cruel. That's not me. I would never, like, leave you at home exhausted from work while I went out to some bar and hooked up with some random guy I'd never seen before so he could fuck me in a filthy bathroom and blow his nut in my face. I would never do any of that to you. You know what, honey? I think you should thank me. I think you should thank me for being the perfect girlfriend. Why don't you get on your knees, sweetheart? On your knees between my legs. I want you to thank me with your tongue. Tell me I'm the perfect girlfriend. Go on. Tell me. Aw, well, thank you, honey. Now use your tongue. That's it. I love you so much, honey. You are such a good boyfriend. That's a good little boyfriend. God, yes. Use your tongue. Use your little bitch tongue on me. That's it, sweetheart. Honey, I'm gonna be real honest, okay? Like, for real honest. If you keep letting me do all this to you, and you know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to stop. At all. I am going to tease all your money out of you. I'm going to make you work until you cannot keep your eyes open. I'm going to make you eat ramen at home while I go out to fancy dinners with my girlfriends. And the closest that you're going to get to my sore pussy is by using your tongue on it after I've been fucked by random strangers. Oh, that's it. I just want you to know, you're never going to fuck me again. Ever. I'll let you jerk off, though. Just never in front of me, okay? Wait till I dress up in one of the outfits that you bought me and I go out, okay? And then you can jerk off all you want. All I'm saying is, you better decide soon how far you're gonna let me go. Cause if you don't set up some boundaries, I'm going to break you. I'm going to tease you and drain all of your money and abuse you until there's nothing left. And then I'll get off on your tongue one last time before I dump you. And I'm going to enjoy every second of it. Are you crying? Oh God. You don't know what to do, do you? You don't know when to get me off or throw me out. That's perfect, sweetheart. Oh, I fucking love making you cry. You just look so pretty with tears down your face. You look so fucking hot. Thank me again for being the perfect girlfriend. Thank me. Thank me for teasing you. Thank me for draining you, baby. Thank me for cheating on you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close, baby. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, I love you, honey. I really do. I love you. I love you. Shh. Look at me. Look at me. I love you. I love you. Thank you for everything that you do for me, honey. Oh, honestly, you're so generous and sweet to me. Thank you for letting me ruin you. That was really good. Thank you. Baby, do you remember what I said? about boundaries. You let me know, okay? Because if you don't, I'm not kidding, I'm going to fuck you up. I repeat that, I'm going to fuck you up. Anyway, and it's time for you to go back to work, honey. Oh, I know you didn't get to come, but maybe you can skip into the bathroom on your break and check off during your shift. I'll tell you what, I'll dress up in that new outfit that you got me the other day, the one with the fishnets. I'll take a picture before I go out tonight and I'll send it to you. How's that sound? Yay! Okay, off you go. I love you, honey. Honestly. Thank you. I really do know what you do for me. I don't know why you put up with it, but I really love that you do. Thank you, hon. Now, will you go work hard for me? Thank you. Bye.